There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
Live from your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Okay. Kissel, I want you to calm down.
I am not hyper.
First of all, before we can even begin, I'm going to need you to calm down.
All right.
Okay. Because you're coming at a lot of energy. You're coming in real hot today.
Really wish I was still sleeping.
I feel it. Okay. You got to calm down. You just be careful.
I don't know how to get less calm.
You got to keep yourself together.
I am. This is making me not calm.
Well, it's because I know that your potential wife has been doxed.
Who?
That man is not real woman.
The legendary marketing executive who is from Texas.
Well, I don't want to. I'm not going to be one of the people naming her name because I actually kind of feel bad, even though I don't. At the same time,
I don't know. What if that man wasn't real?
It was her family member. Well, there's a lot more information now about it. There's a lot more information.
Okay, so this woman's a hero, and all of a sudden
I would say she's less.
She was sober.
She's less than a hero. She was not sober.
She was sober. Her friend said she was sober.
If that's sober,
she was sober.
She was not. So Tiffany,
you don't know the details.
Her name is Tiffany Gomez. This is the woman that went ahead and she said that man is not real. She accused him of stealing an AirPod, and then she said. Yes, I saw the oil painting, which is amazing.
Yes,
the
memeified thank you.
Oil painting, which is incredible. But she went and she said that man was not real. It set off a flurry of internet attention. She has said that she immediately deleted her entire internet history.
Well, that's too bad. Looking for her.
But it turns out she's very well off. And the bag she's got in her hands while she's yelling, the man isn't real.
The man isn't real.
The bag in her hand is worth $1,900. She's a very wealthy woman from
Texas. What does that have to do with anything with the man not being real?
Because there's something about the idea.
That man's not real.
Welcome to Side Stories.
Which
it's Ben
also,
this
no,
is
I am, no, do not do that. You don't know. That man is not real.
No, I'm real.
You're not real.
I'm real.
Side Stories, Ben and Henry.
Perfect. But, you know,
You can sit on this plane and you can fucking die with them or not. I'm not going to. That's what she said.
I want her on this show and I want you guys to meet. I think that this is, again, I think it's in the stars, but I'm looking at Tiffany Gomez and I'm thinking that she's on a cocktail of several different pharmaceutical aids, whether they
are
prescribed or not. They probably are prescribed because this is Texas, so they just give her whatever pills she wants.
I'm sure about that. I don't know about that stereotype.
So she is pilled. She is visibly intoxicated.
She was sober.
If that is sober,
buddy,
then I'm
buddy.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Oh,
and if you could, if you had just had my shirt off, you're thinking I'd
saved
be here just
by the bell. But she potentially saved every single person on this plane. If I was on that
plane
flight,
took off
I would have said, "Ma'am, I'm following you."
The man who was not real went to his destination.
Yeah, yeah, okay. But imagine for 1 second, 9/11. Imagine for 1 second.
First of all, that's your 1/9/11 for today.
That's my 1/9/11. That's fine. Final destination. If someone freaks out like this on a plane, completely sober, blonde.
Oh, no, I'd leave too. I know. She's how do you put it? She's got brown and blonde highlights.
Sure, whatever.
But no, I would have left as well, but only because I'm also already scared of flying. I'm already having issues while I'm in the airport. So when the woman is yelling, everybody get off this plane, I'm going to be like, you're fucking preaching to the choir, sister. Get me the hell off of here.
Well, this is kind of one of the interesting things about that, though, because she was escorted off, which is a nice way of saying booted off the plane.
She was asked to leave.
But she was
actually friendly asked, because I've seen some videos. Some videos where they duct tape the legs and they lift you up and out.
She's not even in the top 50 of the people we've covered. Deeper. The man who made everyone wipe his freaking ass because he was too chunky to close the bathroom
door. I'll always
door.
Remember we met that man the day after Kevin died. It was the same episode.
Huh. All right. So isn't that nice there? So the thing with her is, she wasn't duct taped. She simply had a warning call, much like the Mothwoman. And I think she may have been onto something. And we simply just don't know what the truth is. So
you're allowed to have these thoughts.
I don't know why people are taking pictures of her nice home.
I think it's
she's a rising star.
Well, I don't know if she knew that was going to happen to her when she had her fairly. Let's say she was sleepy. Let's say she was
she
very
was
sleepy.
More aware, more awake. Wake up, America. She was more awake than you and I, my friend.
I want you to meet her.
I don't really care to meet her.
I want you to meet her because I do think that you're defending her, and I think that's important. But you know where your defense needs.
Yeah, because she didn't do anything that bad.
No. She just
We've seen so many.
It's fantastic. She's given us minutes of content.
I've seen people. I've lived through hell with people's feet on the back of my head.
I hate it.
I've seen so many horrible things. People. Oh, and I know when I get crop dusted on a plane.
Oh yeah, of course.
I know what happens. I know what I smelled. And so at the very least, what she did was a minor freak out.
Yeah,
that
sure.
was fun enough to make the flight that she had to possess.
She did. She definitely has a star quality.
I mean, I think it did delay the flight.
Oh, very much so. Everyone got upset.
Right. But it did add possess. Yes. It wasn't nearly as bad as it could be.
This is why
she didn't, like, spray her catheter everywhere.
That's why I don't think it's that, like, she didn't. She could have, too. Because I always threatened to. But I think you're right. This is a relatively minor infraction in terms of accusing someone of being a reptile. I know that we did this with Obama several times, tan suit.
Sure. Also, we were on the flight. You were on the flight where the flight attendant said that she saw non-humans, reptilians, on planes.
Yeah, now
they had to travel just like us. They're just like us.
Can I get a ginger ale, please? Because this human, who is a human human, needs some ginger to settle his stomach. But there is another animal out here that needs to settle its stomach. And wow, we are coming through. There's a lot of updates today.
There are a lot of updates
today. A lot of
today.
Our stories. We've been covering a lot of stories since the very beginning, and they're really starting to suss
Tip
out.
Tip of the spear.
Hank the Tank.
Yeah, the
which
bear.
Which was a bear in the Lake Tahoe area. And then we're going to get to another more infamous legend of Lake Tahoe. But Hank the Tank, who's now known as probably more like Henrietta the Tank,
why?
Has been captured because it's got a pussy.
Oh.
And they
It's a lady?
It is a lady.
Oh, my goodness. A large black tank bear lady.
So in early 2022, captured the hearts of the internet. It's a massive 500-pound, now we know, female black bear. It was found. It was broken into over 20 different various locations in the Lake Tahoe area.
They keep on saying home break-ins. This
it's
is not Home Alone.
No, I know. It's a bear.
It's not. Yeah,
it's
she's not
looking for jewelry.
She's not put a mask on.
No. It's not BTK.
She wants your snacks.
That's it. It's not that bad of a crime, right?
Apparently, there were 152 reports of conflict behavior.
But they have caught Henrietta the Bear. And in the wisdom of the wisdom of the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, they decided that they scooped up not only Henrietta the Bear, but her three kids.
Oh.
And normally, they just shoot these things in the back of the head.
Right. Yeah, I've heard that. They kind of go No Country for Old Men. They just take a big old bolt gun to it.
Can you imagine? Yeah. You're a park ranger. Your whole life is hanging out with bears and rabbits and having tea and hanging out. And then every once in a while, I don't know, maybe side stories, lpotl@gmail.com. Who is the guy that shoots these animals in the back of the head?
It's probably the park ranger.
Like, who does it?
They also have the big sticks and they pick up all the trash.
Yes.
That was kind of fun.
And they make sure that you don't got any embers.
Yeah, you want to turn, you want to make sure the fire
and
is
also,
off.
They're the ones enforced to do the missing persons investigations when these various people go missing on these national park areas, which is why we have all these like weird issues, because it's the park rangers versus the cops. No one knows whose land it is. It's why, and there's been no massive document. Missing 411 is all about this, about how there's no there's no document anywhere that lists all of the people that goes missing every year in our national parks.
Well,
so
perhaps,
park rangers a lot of times saddled with that.
Well, park rangers are probably suspects. All right. So
don't look at me, park ranger.
You know what they, so Hank the Tank or Henrietta the Tank, it was Bear 64F. That's what they named her.
Yep.
Bear 64F.
They got to
figure
out. I
thought that was very inhumane.
I know, but they decided that not only so they're not shooting her in the head, they're taking her to Colorado. She's going down into the Wild Animal Sanctuary near Springfield, Colorado.
Well,
it's going to be with her and her kids. They're going to be hanging out and fucking smoking that ish, man. Going boogie boarding.
Stone bears. I bet you that they would like it. I bet you bears would like THC.
Well, we know they like booze.
Yeah, they love booze. They love snacks. They're halfway there.
Oh, yeah.
So apparently now they're blaming not necessarily Hank the Tank. They're saying it was because of unsecured garbage.
Sure.
So these people, enticing the bear.
I will truly victim blame. I will victim blame the trash cans. Yes.
Every time you walk by Taco Bell, McDonald's, whatever, the door's open.
Yep.
What is going to stop you from going in there and making a burrito at 3 o'clock in the morning?
I mean,
it's bait car for fat people.
It's alarms.
Yeah.
There's alarms and you have to.
Yeah,
and I love are people that would be so desperate to get this food in the middle of the night, but I don't know if they're going to be Ocean's 11. You know what I mean? I don't know if they're going to figure out how to tunnel in from the bottom or how to get in from the ceiling, because they feel like they're going to get upon the bulletproof plexiglass in front of the McDonald's and they're just going to throw their bodies against it going,
right.
I want a burrito. And then the problem is that they just won't get anywhere.
That might be my last words. Colorado Governor Colorado Governor Jared Polis, who I like, and you like him too. He is the one who named her Henrietta the Tank.
Sure.
So you didn't even do it.
No,
so,
I didn't take that. I didn't take that.
And then she has a bunch of boys. And you know, like my mom, she had three boys at home. You got to get a lot of food.
Yeah, two of them turned out to be gay.
Yeah, they're all sucking in. They're like the, what's the name of those brothers that are having sex with each other?
Oh, God. The Island Boys.
The Island Boys.
What is with that?
They're just having sex with each other. They're just kissing, right?
Is just that what it is? They're kissing?
No. If you kiss on camera, they're doing more than that.
Are they doing, they're not doing full penny, right? I hope not. All right. I'm not looking it up. That's the one thing.
Look it up.
I've read the Turner Diaries online.
Yeah, right. Of course.
I don't need to see that.
What's interesting about this bear, we'll move on, but usually they weigh 275 pounds. And again, this chick is well over five.
Yeah, it's because it's been eating a bunch of, it got into all the people food. And the people food is not what a bear is supposed to be eating.
You thought 1,000-pound sisters was fun with people.
Well, I mean, God, 1,000-pound bears. No, 1,000-pound bear sisters is the cutest thing I've ever heard. Nothing would make me happier. I actually would kind of like to see the 1,000-pound bear sisters eat the 1,000-pound human sisters.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I'm watching them like, oh, no, give me my cola.
Let's do one more update. We'll transition slowly into Predators, because so I've got this story about a rock star.
But this is actual, let's another go in Predator. Here. This is another Predator, I would say.
Lake Tahoe, once again.
Well, Lake Tahoe, God, great
work. What's going
on? Great work. I don't know what's going on. But here's another one. They caught him. We covered it here first, and now you can hear the stunning conclusion. The alleged Lake Tahoe foot fondler has been identified. His name, just say this. It's a man.
Shock, it is a man. And his name is Mark Anthony Gonzalez, 26.
He's got beautiful hair.
We are a comedy podcast.
Yes.
We're not Nancy Grace, right?
No.
He's guilty. Look at him.
Well.
Look at that picture.
There's a lot of evidence.
There's a lot of evidence.
The man looks
just like someone who would break into a hotel and suck your toes.
For the grace of Odin go us, that we don't get falsely accused of sucking and fondling a bunch of toes just because we're curious.
I don't think that they would have just grabbed anyone off the street.
No, they have some proof. So they know that during the early morning hours between July 1st and 3rd, 2023, God bless that ragged old flag, an adult male entered into State Line Resort condominiums by opening unlocked screen doors. Once inside,
scary.
He positioned himself at the foot of the bed and rubbed the feet of two separate adult females. So we know that. But now, so they're saying that witnesses came forward. They identified the man. They confronted him eventually because he was.
Show me your tongue. Do you have any teeth? Do you have any toenails in there?
But they got him also because he was jerking off at the same time. So I feel like that's obviously the touching a foot against somebody's consent. That's a one crime, but also pleasuring yourself sexually while doing it, that kicks it up another notch.
And then, of course, the breaking and entering. It also seems as if this man may have been heightening. Investigators learned that he was also arrested for numerous crimes or suspected of numerous crimes, including a theft of women's shoes, trespassing, and self-gratification, again, during those incidents. So he really's got something for the feet.
Oh, yeah. And here's
but that's the most, you know, as far as fetishes go, that is like,
we've talked about
that's
this.
As vanilla as it gets.
Oh, yeah. It's not
Why
about
not
that.
just, you can,
because obviously,
leave the door unlocked tonight, baby. And then you just role play.
It's a transgression. He likes I you understand. Being upset. Now, I actually got a message from a listener that, of course, holds no water legally, but I love to do it because we can here. Again, this is hindsight is 2020. I sat next to Mark in middle school. And as much as I hate to say it, we probably should have seen this coming. The two things that I always remember most about him is that he was obsessed with Guitar Hero and that he had this weird habit of messing with what I remember to be a pen or pencil in an erratic manner right next to his crotch, his penis. Huh. And my peers and I thought that he was jacking off. And from what I remember, he never tried to deny it. But that's just, again, that's middle school.
Well, there you go. You never know what's going to happen.
You need a thing.
Yeah, I mean, he wants to be the jerk-off guy. I was, I don't know what class I was.
I was like a funny guy. Well, I was in the plays. I hosted a talent show.
Well, I was class clown rowdiest and loudest, but I missed class rebel by 2 fucking votes.
We know.
And that was the only one I wanted.
It's a whole.
They gave it to a guy, Tyler, who it was very nice.
You were talking about, since you were 17 years old. And then now, we've been talking about that story for 12 years.
And why did I want to be class rebel? It's because that's a rock star lifestyle.
Of course.
Live from your grave.
That brings us to our next story.
But at the same time, let's cover right before you say this. What isn't rebellious?
What isn't rebellious?
What isn't rebellious?
What is not rebellious?
Having sex with children. I don't care what anybody says. That's not punk.
No, it is not.
It ain't punk. And I know a lot of you guys out there, I've heard that over and over again, people are saying pedophilia, you mean that's cool.
I don't think that's true. Cool. I don't think you've ever heard that.
No, but that's bad, dude. I think that's not, I don't mean bad like when people say bad, like it's cool, like it's good.
No, it's bad.
It's like
bad.
It's bad that it's bad.
Yes, and pedophile, we will continue to call them pedophiles. The Lost Prophets, this band, which I never really enjoyed. It was never good. Their front man, Ian Watkins. So we know for a fact he groomed this 16-year-old fan. Long story short, he filmed himself having sex with babies and these girls.
Yes, and he did. He was so proud of it.
He was disgusting. One of the most disgusting human beings that you can ever imagine.
And honestly, think about how bad a person you have to be to do something more embarrassing than Lost Prophets music.
I know. And he really thought he was something.
You were already making Lost Prophets. That should have been your crime.
So Ian Watkins, one of the most notorious musicians of all time. I'm putting him right up there with Gary Glitter. Maybe even worse than Gary Glitter.
This guy is the worst of the worst. He's categorically, worse than Gary Glitter.
Anyway, why are we covering him? He was stabbed in a jail cell.
Yeah.
In you know what the name of the prison is? His Majesty's Prison in Wakefield. There's no way it's as hard as fucking as San Quentin. There's just no way.
Actually,
His Majesty's Prison in Wakefield. This man should be in, like, come to America, Ian.
This is interesting. I'd love to hear sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com because I know all about Russian prisons because of the Netflix series. They have the world's hardest prisons.
Yeah.
I actually wonder what the UK prisons are like because they are more, quote-unquote, their sentences are normally more lenient than ours. But he actually got, and this is how fucked shit is a lot of the times, where it's like, for a pedophilia charge, he actually got a pretty thick sentence. A lot of times they don't know what to do. Yes.
A lot of extenuating circumstances, again, filming it. And again, it involves infants. So that's disgusting. Sorry about that. Some people told The Mirror that there's fears he could die. If he survives, he'll be very lucky. And I hope he survives. So I think he wants to be dead.
I think he would like to be dead. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And so anyway, we'll see what happens. Hopefully he continues. Yeah, he videoed himself having oral, vaginal, and anal sex with a 16-year-old there. And she was doing cocaine that he gave her.
Like this content?
No, that's not the content that I like, I'll tell you that.
Again, it's not cool to be a pedophile.
You know what the cops said? They said they had overwhelming evidence that he was a pedophile. Overwhelming.
Hey.
As opposed to underwhelming evidence.
Look at these series of crimes and we found them to be fairly boring. Fairly pedestrian.
Yeah. There was an infant, a 10-month-old there involved. So, all right. So this guy, I want him to just live, Happy Death Day, fantastic Groundhog Day horror film every day. I just want him to wake up and get stabbed again and again and again. And so you almost don't want him to die because death will be a great reprieve for him.
You know, but I feel like in many ways, isn't the shame enough? No, it's not.
You know what? I will say this. The prison's nickname, you know what it is?
What?
Monster Mansion.
Oh,
it still sounds too fun.
Look, and there's our old friend Dracula. It's probably got, is Bronson in that one? No, Bronson.
Yes. Charles Bronson. Robert Maudalzi, a real life cannibal, the Hannibal. And also, you'll be surprised to know, Harold Shipman.
Yeah, he's sitting there. He's very quiet.
So the Monster Mansion is definitely, that's up there with the Sirhan and Manson over here.
And then the mummies at the punch bowl.
Here's another story for you. This Oklahoma guy was real mad at this guy in a drive-thru at a Sonic.
Oh, yeah.
So he drove a flagpole attached to an American flag through the guy's skull. Is there anything more American than that?
No, I don't. But I'd love to hear kind of what the set of, how did we get here?
Oklahoma man.
Sure.
He's lucky to be alive.
54-year-old.
Yeah, yeah. Clinton Collins allegedly attacked this unidentified victim.
He looks like a man. I will say, I'm looking at this man because what's the most patriotic way to kill someone? Beat him with a flagpole?
Absolutely, with the American flag attached to it. Don't let it touch the ground.
For certain. Has a don't tread on me tattoo above his penis.
Yeah, well, perhaps he should put one above his butthole because he's about to be going to jail. It was 7:30 p.m. at the Sonic in Tulsa. So, you know, that's dinner.
They're just saying here, I don't even understand how. So upon arriving the scene, first responders said that they located an adult male victim with a, quote, flagpole through his head.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys, is there any... Just give it to me straight.
It doesn't hurt here so much or here so much. Yeah. It's right here where the flagpole is.
Collins, he was really upset. He says, that's what he gets. He deserved it.
I
have no idea what happened in the Sonic drive-thru.
No one's really saying. The pole entered the victim's head beneath his jaw and exited the other side of his head.
So it was right through, temple. It was through
his
the
mouth
top.
And cheek and his face. The American flag was still attached to the pole at the time.
And you know
the deserts of Iwo Jima.
You know who showed up on the scene? Officer Danny Bean.
Danny Bean.
Danny Bean says, and he says, like you'd see in a TV show or horror movie, ran at him and stabbed him through the head. So that
victim
ain't good.
Deserve it. Yeah, he's saying the victim.
Oh, my God. Collins is something else.
He's basically straight up said it. This was not an accident. He specifically said, we certainly know that he did this on purpose, according to Officer Bean, because he told us that for a fact. All right, we start in charge of this person just sitting on the ground in front of the McDonald's. He charged him with the flagpole and started doing like a stabbing motion with it.
Uh-huh.
Good.
Yeah, that makes sense. That checks out.
I don't know what. What were you so mad? You're about to get food. You're at Sonic, which I still think is probably a mid-tier.
Yeah,
fast food chain.
We did this with Holden and Jake from Whiz Brew. Sonic's average at best.
I wouldn't want to die for Sonic.
No, it's not. What's the one that everyone dies for? Is it Chick-fil-A? Popeyes.
Well, Popeyes, they were fighting for it because of the chicken sandwich war.
It's just, again, it's a chicken sandwich.
The chicken sandwich wars of 2022, one day we'll cover.
We will cover it, and yeah. I can't wait. This Collins guy, I don't know if he was there for food. He looks maybe like a vagrant.
No, I don't think he was there. I think he was there to stab somebody in the head with a fucking flagpole.
And apparently this guy, he's going to lose his eye, right?
Mm.
But that's not so bad for that ragged old flag. And the firefighters had to cut the flagpole so the victim could fit inside the ambulance. So they had to.
Oh, my God. What a long day.
Anyway, so it's a felony.
There's a very in the end here. He tried to do the same thing to somebody else outside of a McDonald's.
What? Now,
so there's a lot of people saying that it's not just a Sonic-based activity. They were afraid at first. They all thought, we're like, oh, he's been driven crazy. Maybe because they finally replaced those delightful improvers. Those guys.
Oh, with the commercials.
They made their whole lives making Sonic commercials. And now one of them went on to do, I think one of them was on the president show with Anthony and Tamanik.
Oh, good for him.
He disappeared immediately. I don't know where that guy is. And the other guy that was on the Sonic commercials, that was their nut. They gave that shit up. I can't even fucking believe that. They should have rid that to the fucking casket, dude. That's money in the goddamn bank, man.
I think they were fired.
Probably. But no. Well, they did move on. I think Sonic moved on. But then they hired new people. And you can see this guy, he's like, when I show up here at this flagpole, I'm going to meet those two improv bald men, and I'm going to show them my flagpole, and everyone's going to be like, God bless America, I knew you'd make it here, Clinton. And
we don't know where he got the flagpole from. If it's a good Sonic, that's going to be right outside. And it'll probably be pretty big.
That's like that's the Sonic I don't go to.
So you show up, you just want to get a shitty little hamburger from Sonic, and you end up with a flagpole through your head to the point where you're going to lose an eye.
I like here... Their Oreo cookie Reese's peanut butter milkshakes are actually very good, but I wouldn't want to die for one.
Good, great comment. Thank you for the comment, commenter. Yep. All right. Well, my last story that I really wanted to share with the audience, and I don't know why.
What is it?
You know about this guy?
If it's another thing about how it's not cool to be a pedophile. Then what we should do is, I have another story we can tell in between.
His name is Fluke Skywalker.
Oh, yeah. What's Luke Skywalker?
He would dress up as Star Wars characters at kids' events.
Yeah, sure. What happened?
It turns out he was arrested for child pornography. There you go, buddy. John Stevens. That's my story for the day.
I don't care what Luke Skywalker does, guys. Yep. All right. I know it's you guys have all been saying all my favorite politicians are pedophiles. Yep. All my fucking favorite. Oh, like, I love these guys. I want to be around these guys. Matt Gaetz. I love that. It's my boy, right? Yep. For all of you saying that, just know it's not cool. Like, yeah, Luke, he had to go and he had to change the name to Luke Skywalker.
Luke
That's
Skywalker.
Not cool.
He dresses as a Jedi.
Ripping off IP?
Yeah.
That's not cool.
It's not cool.
All right? Same
it's
thing with pedophilia.
Cool.
Ripping off IP here? Pedophilia? Close second.
Yeah, apparently.
So you need to think about that before you go out there dressing as CT Mio or whatever, or some fake robot dude with Arbu Xenon, and then you hang out and you guys all suck and fuck each other and act like it's cool, but it's not cool.
I do.
All right, you're ripping off established IP.
I do think it's interesting he's like a little Jedi because he is definitely on the dark side. So he would show pictures of his phone.
I don't even think
phone.
Darth Vader was a child molester.
No, Darth Vader hated kids.
That's the thing.
That
it's
was
like,
the whole point.
That's what's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, he lost his arm. Remember that shit?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's what villains do.
Apparently, he would take pictures of very young girls and then show them to people on his phone. So everyone's like, oh, you're a pedophile. And then, so then that's kind of why he got busted.
So it wasn't
and,
really a fluke that he got arrested for his crimes.
No, it wasn't. Apparently, there was three videos and five images on his cell phone. And prosecutors said, quote, it's too profane to say out loud in front of the media.
Where's Wookiee? Where's the Wookiees in this? Oh, well, yep. He definitely
looks like
Luke Skywalker. Yep.
He kind of does look like Wish.com Mark Hamill, though.
Yeah, he does. Yes. If you made an AI copy of Mark Hamill, it could look like
look
that.
At that.
And he loves to hear it.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill just loves to know he is remotely tied to this subject.
He has 30,000 followers on social media.
Anybody can do it. Anybody can get followers on social media. All you have to do is be a weird fat old man dressed up like Luke Skywalker. And then, because again, he's not leading with the child pornography.
You know what's so crazy?
Unless he meets you in person.
Yeah.
And then he does.
He might lead with it.
That's different because he should. That's definitely not good.
Apparently, he gained national attention at the California Comic Con in 2016. Everyone really thought he was Mark Hamill. And then everyone waited outside to take pictures with him.
Oh, my God.
And then,
God, Mark Hamill's got to be somewhere just being like, what did I even do with my life?
Why are you doing this with my character?
What have I done with my fucking self?
I didn't deserve that. But wow, he does look astonishingly like Mark Hamill. God. And again, Mark Hamill has nothing to do with this. He's simply an innocent man in this world of pure and utter insanity.
But I say, leave IP alone.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, because there's no reason for us to sully these wonderful images. Because how else will Disney make hand over fist dollars?
How are they going to do it?
And squeeze you for money if all of their characters constantly get associated with pedophilia.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, any stories that you have, Henry, that don't involve horrible, I mean, it's just the news.
It's just the news.
We're just telling you how
we're
it is out there.
Telling you the news.
Also, be very careful when you are. Furries get a bad rap.
Oh, we've talked about this. Furries are the innocent ones.
It's
actually the problems a lot of times with the people where you could see their face.
Yeah.
Because then they have access to your genitals. At least with the furry, they have to pop off the head before they can start sucking and fucking on you, right?
Yeah. And they just do it with themselves. They do it within.
For the most
part. Also, man, I learned a lot. For some reason, after our Japanese dog man.
Yes. So we did get a little flack. People said, hey, you guys covered Toko the dog man before. And I looked back up and I realized we did cover him, but we covered him when he commissioned the suit.
Right.
Is that he had first, this was a couple of years ago. He had commissioned the suit and he talked about
how suit.
He said he wanted to live as a dog. And the news story we covered last week was Toko's first walk outside.
Yeah.
So we've covered his
entire
arc.
Completely different stories.
We've covered his entire arc as a man.
I do want to know what the defecation process is.
There isn't. He is shitting before he's walking.
I hope so. But
I don't know.
He's
not a dog unless he knows. That's my thing. Mm-hmm. I was walking the dogs last night. Carmelita, so Wendy's poops are real small. Like they're really like small paws. But Carmelita can really leave some crazy dukes.
Oh,
right?
For her.
And I was just thinking about that last night. I thought about Toko. Because I thought about that. I was lifting that up. And because it's like, you know how it's so hot and meaty? Right when you lift up that shit?
I know all about dog
shit,
that
thing? I was like, just imagine just Toko, what's he going through? Because he's eating nothing but sushi and, like, I guess delicious. I bet he does to eat a good diet or whatever.
Yeah, then, probably pretty
but like,
solid.
But it's still probably, like, imagine scooping up after him. It's like fucking lifting out. It's like a pound of Godiva.
Yeah, it would be a lot. It would be a lot. That's why I, as a dog nanny, trained and experienced dog nanny for many a year.
It's real.
And bouncer. I picked up shit, both you're human and dog.
Yeah, you're a dog bouncer.
I have a very quick strategy.
Yeah,
very
you got to get right in.
Yes, it will never not be disgusting.
But God bless Toko. Answer our emails.
Absolutely. I would love to speak with Toko, the dog man.
Yeah, but the problem is that we're going to have to get some kind of vet in here because only dogs and barks.
Puffin will do it.
So, Toko, what's your favorite thing about transitioning into a dog like me?
I'm actually kind of afraid. If Puffin's going to be anti-trans dogs.
No, he won't. Also,
you don't think he won't be J.K. Rowling?
You know what was so funny? I was watching Spaceballs yesterday and John Candy's barf.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry fucking freaked out. I was like, it's John Candy dressed as a man dog.
It's a man.
And he's like, rah, rah, rah. I was like, Jerry, that is not.
He can't see any animal movement. That's so funny.
He is so funny.
Live from your grave.
All right, here we go. Here's a fun story. Here's a neutral story.
Okay, great.
Terrified Peruvian villagers claim they are under attack from a 7-foot-tall alien dubbed, there's a pack of aliens called face peelers as they plead with authorities to send backup. This is really very interesting.
The face peelers.
It's really good. So they're called Las Pelacaras, which is the face peelers. They're calling these creatures. Now, this is a part of the Iquitu tribe in the San Antonio native community. They reported this idea. So this is a group of people that have been where they're at. Where their tribe is located at night is extremely dark. So this is happening outside of Peru. So we have someone from San Antonio was reporting from Peru.
Okay.
Talking about this situation. Now, they're saying that they've been reporting these mysterious figures in dark colored hoods attacking the villagers who live in the rural district of Alto Nané, northeast of Lima, Peru. After one such attack, a 15-year-old girl was taken to the hospital and there's photos of the 15-year-old girl bleeding from an attack on her face.
Oh my
goodness. Saying that things are coming into their extremely dark village at night and scaring the fuck out of them. And it is getting to a point where they've gone to the police so many times for help that they're saying now we need the military.
Face peelers?
The locals, they describe the extraterrestrials as having large heads and yellowish eyes. They say the mysterious figures are immune to their hunting weapons, which I'm going to show tonight. So we're recording on a Tuesday. So tonight, for our last stream, you're going to miss this. I'm doing an all serious only UFO videos.
I can't wait to see some new UFO evidence.
And I've got two of them that show people firing on these UFOs.
Okay.
Like people shooting guns and stuff. It's very interesting. But again, they're saying that they're not affected by human weapons. They don't really care. You know, there's thousands of them and they're staying crazy.
Well, this sounds absolutely horrifying. First of all, face peelers, again, sounds super cool.
Is there any
booby traps? Anything that they can do to stop these face peelers from coming in?
I don't fucking... Yes, Predator-style aliens.
Predator-style.
This is real. We have met almost face-to-face. This is Latina Noticias, a Peruvian news outlet, quoted a witness saying that he had come face-to-face with one of the so-called aliens.
Oh, no.
We have met almost face-to-face. His face is hardly visible. I have seen his whole body floating at a height of 1 meter, he said, suggesting that the being was hovering.
I mean, that is the thing we always hear. Not to be like, folks, tactical math, but we always hear there's like a face that you can't really see.
They don't know what, but they're saying that definitely were people shaped and they were in some sort of outfit. And they're saying we are very frightened about what's happening here in our community. Their shoes are round shaped, which they also use to float.
Round-ass shoes?
That's some round-ass shoes. Like Skechers. Remember the ones with the dip in them and your butts?
I remember that, but they didn't work.
I don't know.
The problem.
I don't know. My Aunt Carol, man.
Yeah, you checked out her glutes.
She fucking get two old Virginia hands walking back and forth. She was over 6 foot tall. She was fucking pushing 300 pounds. My fucking Aunt Carol, you could hit her with a pontoon boat.
There you go.
And she would just go like she'd be like one of those orcas. She'd flip it over.
Yes,
but
indeed.
God love her. And her fucking horrible fucking attitude.
Oh, now, she was mean, huh?
No, their heads
also,
are...
Also, continue. If you're a whale and you're listening, keep up the good fight, whales.
Keep up the good fight. Go after these yachts. All right. Their heads are long. They wear a mask and their eyes are yellowish. They are experts at escaping.
Huh. All right. Well, I guess don't go to that tribe.
But this is a very interesting. There goes into the story about the Pelacaras, which is it's a folklore story of these things that attack people. Kind of sound like a chupacabra. Like, very similar to a chupacabra. And they don't fucking know. The police reached the remote area on board a speeder vessel and toured the village perimeter.
This is why these are the stories as a child. That's why I would want to be a cop.
Oh, yeah.
What was that? There's a faceless 7-foot alien hovering above the ground.
Yeah, I could shoot it with impunity.
I'll be right there.
But this is
when being a cop is fun.
But you notice, truly interesting is that you say this, but then recently with the Vegas UFO story that happened a couple months ago, which turned out to be, I mean, we still don't know. It's obviously
no,
it's
I love the story.
It's
the cops,
suspicious.
I don't think the cops weren't the bravest.
But they
also, did you read the article?
Didn't want to deal with it.
They don't solve crimes.
No, they just
there was just a brand new study that came out. They literally looked at what cops actually do and they don't solve anything.
Hey, my father, we played Donkey Kong. We went to play Donkey Kong.
You got free cable.
I did get free cable, yes.
You had free toys for Christmas.
That was from the Mafia.
That was because the Mafia got to do whatever they wanted because they gave Henry Thomas a new Cabbage Patch doll.
No, they're watching over the neighborhood. No, but they do something like that. Well, my father was a traffic cop. He did actually do things, weirdly.
Yes,
because
he had to do an accident investigation,
which ties to insurance. So you know he had to do it. And great.
Well, anyway, speaking of things to be horrified about, and New York, Rockaway Beach. So evidently, sharks are pissed. I guess the bad press.
Oh, yeah, sharks are pissed.
So Tatiana Colton Young, he's 65. He was attacked. It was 6 p.m. He got bit by this goddamn shark. He lost 20 pounds of flesh.
Jesus. Yes. Because you know that because that's what they do. They nip. They come and they bite and they leave.
This is a hell
bite.
Of a nip.
Yeah, dude. They have that big jaw.
So he lost 20 pounds of flesh from his left leg above the knee. Apparently the shark was like, oh, okay, I'm good after that. He barely survived, but he did. Someone had a tourniquet. And they put it on him, and then he went to the Jamaica hospital, and now he's in stable condition. But anyway,
that's a great story. It's a fantastic story.
I guess.
You get laid for the rest of your life.
Well, he's already 65. He's probably all done with it.
Yeah, but then you get new lease.
He was bitten by a bull or thresher shark.
Yeah.
And it was though the possibility of a great white encounter is not ruled out. I am over. Oh, it was a woman. It was this woman.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the shark. There was a Karen shark.
No, it was
a
woman.
Like he was skateboarding.
Tatiana, that makes sense, of course.
Yeah, Tatiana, it's not normally. Let me look at her.
Yeah, take a look at that.
Whoa.
She's a cute old gal.
If you're that active at 65, doing all this kind of stuff, you got bit by a shark, man.
Yes.
Damn, that's a fucking hardy-ass woman.
Well, if I had a lady that looked like that at 65, I wouldn't be too bummed out, you know? But then, apparently she was swimming alone.
Wow.
According to this guy, he says the sharks follow the food. If there were large schools of Manhattan close to the beach.
Was she menstruating?
Yeah, I don't think so. 65?
She menstruating?
No.
When does it stop?
Buddy, I ain't the one to ask for that.
Definitely, I love asking this.
Yeah. I actually think it's around. Well, honestly, you can get it early.
Yeah?
It can literally be in your 20s.
Whoa, like anytime?
Yep.
Whoa, like it follows.
For the most part, it's in your early 40s.
Whoa, Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
So you become a dream warrior?
I don't.
I'm fighting menstruation in my dreams.
Buddy, I don't know. There's a lot going on with a woman. And I don't know.
They have a lot to think about.
It's the first shark attack since 1953. So there you go.
Wait, I mean, that's not true.
That's what they said.
But where? It depends on where
in
it
Rockaway
is.
Beach.
In Rockaway Beach.
Yeah, Rockaway.
I remember Rockaway Beach, they talked about it for a while. They were afraid that there was some form of great white activity that would come in and out because I guess they come, they're an Atlantic Beach fish.
Also, wasn't there like some red goo poison
and
everything?
That's in Florida.
Anyway, so they shut down the swimming. I'm just over, I love the oceans. I might want to, I think I want to live on a cruise boat for a couple of years. But yeah, I am not. I'm done swimming in the ocean.
The key is
it's
to get too
us.
Big for land.
Yeah, that's nice.
If you get
good.
Too big for land, no one can ask you to come ashore.
No, you have to stay buoyant. But yeah, I'm just kind of over.
Yeah, because apparently.
Scary.
Yeah, the great white is near shore coastal waters. It seems to be, goes to Asia, but it's right along the eastern seaboard. It's also on the western seaboard. It's over there too. But it's not really in South America.
Oh, look at that. Well, speaking of sea creatures, Henry, did you see this?
Oh, yes.
Loch Ness Monster. Buddy, can we go?
I wish we could.
The people in Loch Ness are literally begging people to come to Scotland.
Dude, if you don't have a job and you are in the UK, fucking go. The Loch Ness Center in Scotland is calling for all budding monster hunters. They're trying to do the largest search for the Loch Ness Monster since the 1970s. It is planned for the weekend of August 26th and 27th. They want you to come out there. They're looking for you. I mean, I guess they're looking for you.
Man, that would be so. I can't honestly. I would nerd it. I would love to go.
They have a whole thing. They're sending drones. They got drones, heat-seeking drones, thermal drones. They got underwater submersible, like weird, like camera things that they're going to use for the first time. They're going all out.
And right now, they're currently making the costume for their cousin Gary,
who's going to do it.
Who's going to dress up as Loch Ness, and he doesn't know he's going to do it. But he's currently huffing a lot of gas.
You need me to be a fish?
And he's going to do anything for said gas.
I'll be a thike fish.
He's going to. But yeah, that sounds so fun.
This is honestly, again, what a great place for nerds to go. It's fucking laid.
It's better than, you're not a flat earther or a Q person. Hunter. Go have fun.
Connections that are going to happen this weekend. This is just going to be wild. This is just going to be off the chain. You go down there and get that fucking Nessie Nussie.
I mean, I really, if
this
they
is
could
the
just,
time, dude.
What if they just, if they find its little skeleton?
I am a little afraid for the Loch Ness Monster because I feel like I do wish, like, let's leave it alone. In many ways, because I do want to just live its life. But I don't think they're, again, not to poo-poo it. They might not find it. I actually still believe in the idea of it being the ghost of a plesiosaur.
Sure. Or could it be one of the last living dinosaurs of all time? And perhaps it died in the 70s.
I talked about that. They've also talked about it just being a big old fish.
Could be a big ass fish.
Because I'd also truly be down. With a very, 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 very big fish.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm sure.
See that. That's payment for, I pay for that. I pay to go look at a huge ass fish.
That's all it is, right?
I guess.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's do Hero of the Week.
It's a Hero of the Week.
Now, this is a Hero of the Week. It's from New Zealand. It's a seal. And so this seal, it ended up breaking into New Zealand hardware store.
What?
And as it was opening for business.
So again, you're back to this. You're back to just promoting thievery.
This was a seal. It was found in Bunnings. And so it was 6:30 in the morning. And the seal wandered into the Bunnings location in Wagrai in New Zealand.
Where do you find these stories?
I found this. And it was coming in, and it was coming through the delivery yard. The Bunnings team quickly corralled the seal with heavy boxes of ovens, dishwashers, and other heavy appliances. And Sarah Yates says, "I'm so proud of the team as they troubleshot this very random Monday morning situation."
You know,
it's a seal, it was a seal walking through the aisles, and it was a 278 pounder.
Whatever will get Heidi Klum back.
Yeah.
I've been doing that joke for a while now, and I'm never going to stop.
I think this seal is just fine.
I thought that your hero was going to be the concept of manatee orgies, because I'm looking at this, and you see this thing where people...
We talked about this. No, that's where all the guys are, all the brothers are fucking like the island boys.
That's different. That was one stray, very violent manatee. There are the Florida, these people, the Florida police, they're trying to say, stop calling the cops on manatee orgies. They're saying people are showing videos of large sea cows lumped on top of each other going and thrashing and make a bunch of like noises and shit. And then the problem is that people calling the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, they're calling them saying like, yeah, there's something wrong in the water. There's something out in the water. And they go out there and it's just a bunch of mantis fucking and sucking.
Yeah, I guess there is something wrong. Maybe wrong.
Do not be alarmed if you see churning waters or flailing flukes and flippers, because you might just have found yourself outside of Kissel's parents' home in Southern Florida.
Oh, well, there's also Emily Dickerson, who lost her ring, and then the 17-year-old from San Antonio, He dug through the trash and found it. The ring mattered because it was a cremation ring from one of her boyfriends who apparently was dead.
What's a cremation ring?
I don't know, buddy.
I'm looking that up right now.
It's a ring that has the ashes of a ex-boyfriend that maybe...
Is that real?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You can just put ashes in it. Yeah, that's cool.
I don't know.
No, yeah, that's nice.
That's fine. That's fine.
It's morbid. I mean, it makes you... You're the type of person that probably says, you know, I'm not big into drama. And then you cause a lot of drama.
You know
what I mean? It does seem like that. Like, I do understand. I'm not going to judge how anybody grieves. But if you're wearing the ashes of your loved one, that's difficult. It's intense.
Yeah. Jesse Martinez, Robert Trevino, and a fella named Perez here. They found it. So good for them. All right. Laura Perez. Yeah. They were able to find this woman's dead boyfriend's
ashes.
When
I look at you looking at your phone, I feel like I'm at one of like my bad auditions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where I go into a place and I'm just trying to be as entertaining as possible. And they're just like,
is he Jonah here?
Is that, oh, is he Jonah Hill?
Yeah.
Jonah Hill, by the way, director voice.
He's lost a lot of weight, but I don't talk about it because he's very sensitive.
I withhold my opinion.
Because if you don't have anything nice to say, you don't say anything.
No, honestly,
at all.
Most of the time I do say it.
I know, but we're not going to say it.
Yeah.
All right. So that was some kind of hero of the week. All right.
It was. It's we got a seal in there.
We got three kids and something else.
Technically, I still want to say Hank the Bear, Henrietta the Bear.
We already
talked
about
it. Yes,
but I already made Hank the Tank.
Yeah.
I already made Hank the Tank. Henrietta. Yeah, I already made her.
But now she's free.
She's free.
Her and Casey Anthony.
Oh.
Now, since the congressional hearings on UAPs, I started to take some phobias of mine more seriously than ever before. The images of grays have always terrified me to an irrational level. I can still recall the first time I saw a picture of one and the terror it brought me. However, it wasn't like the first time I was a horror movie creature. It was like a bad memory or a picture of something I knew but I had forgotten. I'm nearing 40, and I don't like looking at the picture. It's true terror. Similar to making eye contact with an ex-girlfriend. You aren't looking at a face. You're confronted with all the memories that the face brings you, good and bad.
Okay.
Right? I also wake up screaming around once a month. Ex-girlfriends. I know what that's like. And suffer from a few reoccurring nightmares. The first is I feel a sense of immobility and being moved against my will. The most vivid around my house outdoors, but always the house I am currently living in. The second is some variation of being threatened by insects, typically cockroaches, which I have a fear of.
Like threatened, like they have little knives?
I'm scared of them.
Oh.
I was the last recurring nightmares I had were just straight up just seeing grays in my yard or in my bedroom watching me.
Okay.
I've always just blown it off as an overactive imagination and night terrors, but I now have to face an increasing reality of an additional possibility, which is abduction with repressed memories.
Oh.
Also, as a child, I remember a sudden aversion to windows as well, to the point where I struggled to be in a room where the windows do not have the blinds down, especially at night. I would have anxiety attacks from looking out a window at night. It was bad enough that when we moved as a child, I claimed a bedroom without windows. And while living there, that was the longest period of time I had without night terrors.
Okay.
As a man with a normal life, if that is a reality, it has the potential to shatter me. In my situation, what is my best option? Number one, undergo hypnotic therapy to release any potential suppressed memories. I don't know if I would recommend that, honestly. Two, continue to believe in night terrors and my imagination, right? Mm-hmm. That's fine, sure. Three, accept that it is all possibility and try to find peace with it. Or four, do I accept it happened because there are some signs, but I don't pursue it any further, and I thank my brain and whatever creature did it for helping me forget that it happened.
I go through a combo of three and four there.
I think that you go three and four. Because a lot of times with past life regression, it is not as reliable as you think it is. And
Who the fuck thinks it's reliable?
No one. But I do. I think it's interesting, but it's not necessarily, like, it doesn't hold up in court.
You can plant some ideas in there.
It might. I don't know. It's very complicated. But I don't know if it's going to make your situation better. I feel like it might make it go deeper. I think that you might need to talk to a therapist to sort of unpack some of the therapy side of it, right? And understand a little bit more and go from that angle. I'd also fucking... smoke hella weed, dude.
I think that might not help in this case.
Just fucking.
It seems like his brain might be better with some whiskey or something to turn it off more.
Yeah. You know
he doesn't need to be more alone. I think he might have a brain that connects to the other side.
Project Runway.
What's
that? Helps me.
Yeah.
It helps me bounce
absolutely.
Me out.
Absolutely.
Right. Here we go. I like this. Bringing up the idea of a guy who wanted to be a dog reminded me of old friend Dennis Avner, a.k.a. the Stalking Cat.
Oh.
Dennis was a computer programmer and one of the smartest guys I ever knew. He also wanted to become a tiger. Not like dressing up like a tiger, but actually becoming a cat.
Okay.
He had surgeries. He got implants. He had installed whiskers, reshaping surgery, dozens of surgeries. But since they were outside of normal realm, they're kind of plastic surgeries. They couldn't use anesthetic.
What?
I don't know. I don't think that that's real. I don't know.
No, they definitely use anesthetic
they
in plastic surgery.
They would reshape bone and he just had to feel it all.
What? No.
I easily the toughest person I ever knew. I don't know who, I don't know what Dennis is saying to you. Because I feel that Dennis, I don't know. I think Dennis might have a lot going on.
I think maybe he couldn't afford it.
Sadly, he ended up killing himself. I didn't see
wait,
the second
what?
Sentence till just then. Yeah.
All right.
But
well,
he was a good
rapid.
Dude who just he would show up at sci-fi cons and we'd sit and talk about everything from 1970s computers to Jack the Ripper. I think there's a lot going on there.
There's a
unpack.
Lot. Yeah, a lot.
There's so a lot to unpack.
Dead, he wanted to be a cat and.
Because if he did die by suicide, that's like, again, that's not what cats do.
Oh, is that the
that's
guy?
That's the guy?
Oh, the famous guy.
Oh, I did not know. That's the actual famous guy. The
yeah,
real...
he used to shit in people's houses
well,
a lot.
He was, I mean, again, he was more cat than man.
Yeah, no, he's definitely more man than cat.
Well, not at the end.
Well.
Because I'd say Stalking Cat, he was an American man known for his extensive body modification. No shit, I should have looked this up right beforehand. I didn't understand. That was his chosen name. He was, so he knew them. Wow, that's sad. I'm sad that he did it.
Well.
Because you finally get to be a cat.
I don't know if, I think there was some stuff going on.
No, Kissel.
I don't know.
Kissel.
I know, I know him. I've seen, he was on multiple television shows.
There could be nothing wrong
with
this
guy. I think it was My Strange Addiction. He was on a bunch of stuff.
No way, Kissel. How dare you say that? This is what a normal person does.
You know what? Good God bless.
You know, you're right.
And God must have needed a man cat. And now he has one. Isn't that nice? And now he has one in heaven. He's in cat heaven. All dogs go to heaven as well.
Some cats go to hell.
Some do, but we also love our felines.
We do.
All right.
We do. Well, what a great day.
What a great day.
Uplifting stories all around. We learned a lot.
Yeah.
You know, again, round feet, weird.
It's just what happened this
I don't
week.
Care what they say in your, again, I don't care what they say on TikTok or your zines. Pedophiles are not cool.
No, they're
okay,
not.
Okay, I've seen it. I've seen these zines.
I've met a few in my day when I was doing foster care, and they're creepy and weird.
Oh, wow, I'm glad weird. You said that.
Yeah, weird.
You just met a bunch of them?
Yeah, because all the kids that I had to take care of were all molested.
So why were you hanging out with the people who did it?
Because they had visits, and they had to be supervised.
This is brutally sad.
I was 12. I started drinking heavily at 12. I was a hardened detective at a very young age, but also soft.
End. Today has to end.
All right.
This whole episode has to end. So I just want to live every day. Just like, don't go too deep with your friends. Because you never really know what's right underneath the surface there. So you just want to like love keeping everybody at arm's distance.
Arm's distance.
Right, because if you get too far deep.
You can still
in
hug.
There, oh, you can hug them as much as you want. You know what I mean? Because hugs are nice. You know what's nice about a hug? You can disengage conversation. Get in there and be like, and then be like, oh, you know, we're gonna laugh about the good times. They don't even think about all these other times, right? Just keep it. That's my motto to you, man. That's my lesson to you, especially for the guy with the alien, still that kind of stuff. For this week, keep it surface.
Yeah, the face peelers.
You get there, yeah, but because
be careful.
You got to be careful, especially in your Peru.
I do not want to be face peeled.
I don't. So check us out. We got come out to see Murderfist Live September 23rd at Dynasty Typewriter here in Los Angeles. It is our 20th anniversary show, and it's going to be very, very fun.
I can't wait.
And then check out 1020. The LPN, Beach Blanket Bingo. Check us out at the Balboa in San Diego. You can see everybody that is here for Last Podcast Network there. They're going to be yelling at you, and it's going to be great.
It's going to be so fun. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magoozalations, everybody.
Hail me.
Be careful out there.
Be careful. You don't know what's going to happen. Ever.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.